For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. The world is looking for ways to store the power generated by wind farms and solar panels. A Michigan State University researcher is working on one way to do that efficiently and possibly more safely. I'm at the MSU Bioeconomy Institute, nestled next to Lake Makatawa in Holland, Michigan. This is the home of the Organic Energy Storage Laboratory, and it's here that Tom Garr has been working on a project linking his MSU research with a company he and a business partner run called Jolt Energy Storage Technologies. News coverage of exploding cell phones and electric cars bursting into flame led Garr to conclude that the major cause of these potentially disastrous problems was the overcharging of batteries, a problem he thought he could solve.
Through some molecular modeling in the computer, we designed some compounds that we thought would work, meet all the necessary requirements, and last for a long time. Then we went into the lab, made the compounds, and tested them, and lo and behold, they did work.
Not only did they work, Garr has found an organic solution to battery storage. The result was a molecule never made before, one that's safer to handle in the manufacturing and disposal processes. He says that according to the Environmental Protection Agency, it's harmless to plant and animal life.
Initially, our organic material was just an additive for the lithium-ion batteries to prevent overcharge. It actually improves the safety, improves efficiency, and it offers the opportunity to decrease cost. We then have extended the concept now to take that organic material and make an all-organic battery. So it contains no lithium, no manganese, no cadmium, no cobalt, none of the undesirable metals that are typically found in batteries.
Garr and his company won a Shark Tank-style competition earlier this year for the opportunity to further his research at the Argonne National Laboratory's Chain Reaction Innovations Program. There, Garr now has access to advanced troubleshooting facilities and remarkable testing equipment. When asked for a best-case scenario of where this work might lead, Garr expresses a desire to start at the utility level.
Just to give you an example, our company just recently purchased a 16-channel tester. They have, I think, 47 64-channel testers, and all of them are more capable than ours.
Anything invented here becomes the intellectual property of Michigan State University. Multiple patents have been applied for, and all are assigned to MSU. Jolt Energy Storage has licensed the technology back from the university and will continue to do so. Cheaper and safer. If successful, Tom Garr's company and MSU could change the face of America's energy producers. Scott Pohl, WKAR News.